Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 37th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'll never forget Dad used to say this when he preached. A nation or even a family can survive a bad dad, but they can't survive a bad woman, a bad mom. You following? It's talking about here that the wife, even any ladies for that matter, let her have that ornament of a meek, a sweet, a mild, a humble, and a quiet spirit. The word quiet means still and undisturbed. I heard one man say amen. The rest of you men I ain't saying a word. You got better sense, don't you? Okay. Women, it talks about being quiet and quit being a nag. Now, it's going to get, this ain't a lesson. We'll have a ladies something one of these days in a men's conference. Anyway, I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea, but it's talking about quit. I go back to the word nagging. And quit this all the time. Let me tell you what Proverbs said. It's better to dwell in the corner of the house, in the attic, than to be in the house with a brawling woman. Another time it taught, it's better to be in the wilderness, in a deer stand. No. Than it is to be with a woman. Because you talking about getting on your nerves, okay? And men are that way too, but he's addressing the women here. Have an ornament of meek and a quiet spirit, which in the sight of God, in God's eyes, is of a great price, a great value. Now look at verse number 5. Now Peter wrote this almost 2,000 years ago. And look what he said. For after this manner, in the old time... In the Old Testament, even farther back, the holy women. We've gotten away from that. The holy women also, who trusted in God. These were special women. Trusted in God, adorned themselves. And again, it's not the outward appearance. He's not talking about that. It's that ornament of grace, of meekness, of mildness, that quiet spirit. They adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Now look at verse number 6. I said all that to get here. Even as Sarah, there's that example, obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Now I'm not telling you anybody, any wife to go home and call your husband Lord, or I'd be having marriage counseling sessions. I know how that's going to work. What it's talking about when it's talking about Lord, Sarah understood that Abraham was placed in the home as the absolute authority in that home. I know that does not fly in today's world where we all have rights and equal rights. And I know this goes against all the women marches and all. But listen, when we look at God's word, people, society has turned everything upside down. And I don't want to get into this morning. I know this is being broadcasted probably a radio, and there's going to be some men saying amen, and there's some women probably be cussing me right about now on radio, whatever. I'm just kidding. But it's talking about that they have absolute respect for their husband. Remember when Abraham was told in the Ur of the Chaldees at the very beginning, Abraham, I want you to get up and I want you to go. You know, Sarah was from the Ur of the Chaldees also. That was her home also. And Sarah had to get up, and the Bible used the word obeyed. She listened to Abraham. Why? Because he was placed in a position of authority in the home. I imagine today in most homes, if the husband was to come home and say, honey, pack your bags, we're moving. I would venture to say 90-some percent of the women say, where are we going? How are we getting there? Who's paying for this? Where are we going to live? You don't find Sarah saying any of this. She's just packed her bags and followed Abraham. That's Abram at the time. And that's why she's a great example. Now, men, your time's coming down next week or so. We're going to get jump on you men in just a little, in a week or so. But as I looked at this past week, I was just amazed at all the things it said about Sarah, more than any other person in Scripture of a woman. And the last thing we read, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, literally means the absolute authority. The thought is as a servant is to their master. Again, don't get me wrong. This is not talking, we're not talking about that your husband's feet is on your neck. That's not what I was talking about. But it is a place of submission and following him. Whose daughter ye are, as long as you do well and not afraid with any amazement. Literally, it's talking about don't have fear or any nervous excitement because you're following your husband as he follows the Lord. There's other things in here about the ladies and in 1 Corinthians and other things. It talks about the ladies as unto the Lord. If your husband's not following the Lord and he's out way out there in left field, as unto the Lord. Are you following? But these are principles for women to follow. And Sarah followed these things. We see her in Hebrews chapter number 11. We see her in 1 Peter chapter number 3 as an example. As an example. Turn back to Genesis chapter number 23. I want to finish this. I'm not going to read the rest of this. I've got 2 or 3 minutes. But it's interesting. In verse number 2, when she died, Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Most people believe that Abraham was not with Sarah when she died. That's what that means, that he came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. He was probably out somewhere because he was a nomad and all the things that he had going on, and he probably was not with Sarah when she passed away. But he came to mourn for her and to weep for her. Verse number 3, we find that Abraham stood up from before his dead, speaking to Sarah. And then he said, I need a burial place. And then I'm not going to read the rest of this. And he finds a place in a cave in verse number 9. Give me the cave of Machpelah. And the first time the guy said, well, you can have it. And he says, no, I'm going to pay for it for a fair price. And it was 400 pieces of shekels of silver in verse number 16. And he purchased that. And I wrote a note in my Bible right here in this verse. This is the only piece of property Abraham owned. God had promised him something, but Abraham, we find in Hebrews, he looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. He knew there was something better than this terra firma. And so he wasn't concerned, and in all of his wanderings, Abraham wasn't concerned about, well, I need to have a piece of property to put my house on. This is the only piece of property he ever owned, and it was a burial plot. We find in verse number 19, and after this, he bought the property. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave. Verse number 20, in the field, in the cave that is therein, were made sure unto Abraham for a possession of a burial place by the sons of Heth.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.